Hello, friends. Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Pulpit. We'll take our text to be 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, verses 1 through 10 is the portion that we'll try to cover here over the next couple of broadcasts. I hope and pray that you're doing well. I love to hear from listeners. It does my heart very, very good for you to correspond with me. Shepherd's Pulpit, 3307 Bemis Road, Valdosta, Georgia, 31605. You'll also have a warm invitation to attend our services at the Bemis Road Baptist Church at the end of the broadcast. We'd love to have you come by and visit with us at the church here in Valdosta, Georgia. Consider that prayerfully, if you would, please. 2 Corinthians 6, 1 through 10. We'll start reading in verse number 1. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Salvation, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. I'd like to teach a little while out of this passage of Scripture on workers together. Workers together. The ministry is work. The work of the ministry, Ephesians 4, 12. God's looking for laborers in his harvest field. God's got a job for everybody that nobody wants. A laborer. Takes work. W-O-R-K. Work. In my parents' office, where they have their computer, there's a plaque, a wooden carving, that just says, work on it. Somebody from the church, my dad pastors in Omaha, Arkansas, been pastoring there for over 35 years, and somebody gave that to him as a gift, thanking him for his work. And they put that there to remind themselves that that's what we're called to do, work. The ministry is work. The ministry is not a platform to stand on. The ministry is not about singing necessarily. It's not necessarily about preaching. It's not necessarily about some position or title that you hold. The ministry is about the work of the ministry, whether it be evangelistically or in edification one to another. But it's work. It's work. But I noticed something here in verse 1. Workers together. This ministry of reconciliation, which is mentioned in chapter 5, verse 18, which we studied previously. This ministry of reconciliation, where we say to a world, be ye reconciled to God, is something that is not to be done alone. It's to be done with the church. Members together in particular. God has no lone rangers. We're to be accountable one to another. Workers together. I remember when I was a little boy. Well, not a little boy, probably a teenager. My family was trying to teach me, I think it was my uncle and my brother-in-law were trying to teach me how to paddle a boat. I remember my frustrated uncle, who was a fisherman number one, told me, hey, you got to paddle in the same direction we're going, boy. Stop paddling that thing away from us. We got to paddle together. And in many churches and in many ministries, people want to paddle their own direction. You know, you got to paddle with your pastor. You got to paddle with your leadership. If you can't, for some reason, you need to either get right with God or go find you someplace that's still in the truth and paddle with them. because you're not doing no good paddling against somebody. And that was all for absolutely free, and you can thank me later. You're not doing no good paddling against somebody. Stop trying to change everybody else's mind. You realize God's got to do that? As a pastor, I've got to learn that. I can't change everybody else's mind, think like I think. And it might be my mind that could be wrong, but God's got to do that. So stop paddling against people and work together. There's a prerequisite for this ministry. That's our first point. You've got to be made righteous. You've got to be born again. You've got to be reconciled to God to be part of the ministry of reconciliation. And that's what we studied in the broadcast before. Are you born again? God doesn't want you working for Him and trying to do something for Him to earn His grace. We serve because of grace. We work so the grace of God is not in vain, verse 1. If we don't work, that means the grace of God that saved us is in vain. Think of it. The prerequisite for the ministry. And then the partnership in the ministry. Workers together. When one man runs the whole church, the church isn't healthy. We all ought to work together to make the church healthy and strong. Take your mind over there to the man of palsy, and how each man got a corner of the bed and brought that man of palsy to Jesus. Each man had to get a corner. And many hands make light work. Many hands make light work. Imagine with me for a moment if one man didn't have a corner. Oh my. Carrying that bed, that man. Oh, that one guy would have had to take up two corners. He'd have been struggling, out of balance, probably would have dropped the man. But because each man had a corner, they got the man to Jesus. God help us to get our corner. Some people, they don't want to share a corner with somebody. They want to be Superman. They want to be like some sort of big sumo wrestler and pick up the whole bed and say, look at me, I can pick up the whole thing myself. God bless you. We'll give you a blue ribbon for that work you've done. Let people help you and help other people. The Bible says in Mark 7 in verse number 32, they brought unto him that which was deaf. They, meaning people. We got to work together. We're laborers together with God. We're workers together with Him. Paddle in the same direction. Maybe you know somebody that needs a help. A help in the ministry. They need assistance. They need aid. Why don't you go help them in the work that they're doing? Maybe you know your pastor needs help somewhere. Help him. Lift his burden. I thank God for people that want to help more and more and more. Praise God for them. I thank God for helpers who have addicted themselves to the ministry. My plea to you, I plea to you, I beseech you, labor together with somebody in their ministry. Help them. Lift them up. Strengthen them. Make it easier on them. And that is the ministry. Let us join in the work of the ministry. Tomorrow, we'll not only look at the partnership in the ministry, but we'll look at the secret in the ministry. The secret. There's a secret in the ministry. God bless you. We've ran out of time for right now. I hope you have a good remainder of your day.